Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
I guess you won't say unlike the NFL, because the NFL does not necessarily mandate that they make your life a living hell. If you don't, NBA players are not going to be mandated to get the COVID vaccine. That is according to Adrian Wojnarowski and Baxter Holmes. NBA refs, most NBA staff, yes, they have to get it. They are mandated to get it. Players are not. 85% of NBA players are vaccinated, though, according to a league spokesman. And in a preliminary memo obtained by ESPN earlier this month, they're going to basically do the same thing. They're going to make the lives of the NBA players who are not vaccinated so miserable that they're basically have no – they're going to be like Tannehill. They have no choice but to get it because the restrictions are so stringent.
To the degree that the players agreed on it, you know, that point, I don't know. I'll be real honest with you. I think when it comes to this, Chris Harrington's made the best point that, you know, we've got to be vaccinated to be around the players as media and everything else. But you're not going to require it of them. So what does that say, big picture?
Yeah.
I mean, there's clearly the level of balance there is off. Those scales are off. Well, they don't have to be, but if to be in the same room with them, we do.
Right.
I mean, so what is that again? What's that say? But again, remember, NFL didn't do this. They just made it living hell, as John said. They didn't mandate either. And so in getting a mandate past the players, right, in the Players Association, that wasn't going to happen. So I think we're going to end up doing – we may complain about it, but we're going to end up doing what we always do, aren't we, for our entertainment and our basketball and our, you know, football as well. We're gonna do it. Just like all those Raider fans that were in there last night, John. And I was watching – you know what wasn't a story? Were the protests outside about the mandate to get the vaccination. To be because you guys are one of the stadiums that's mandated it. And so, but nobody's talking about that. All you saw was a full stadium that people that were willing to do it.
Yep.
And so you just wonder now. I heard too, talking about it too, that Bridgestone's going to require it.
Yes, they are.
So you wonder if that opens up the door for here and FedEx, or are we so different here than up in Nashville, Bridgestone, their situation that we're not going to touch that. No mandates. Everybody just, you know, it's almost like a whisper when you start talking about mandates because no one wants to offend. But, I mean, give me a break.
Yep.
Some of this stuff is common.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it
in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sense.
Yeah, so that is the latest in the NBA. Training camp for the Memphis Grizzlies starts in 2 weeks, basically.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's my life, do what I want, I be with different. You know the pick and roll, I picked her up and sent her home. I got rich, I scrum, we get them in and get them gone. You know Trappy just got out, I ain't have to put them on. We the ones who got the numbers to put the city on.
Look, if you're putting your home on the market, it's exciting, but there's a lot of pressure to get it right, especially in a market like this one. And that's where our friends at the Live Love Memphis Group come in. They do it big. They do it the best of anybody in the market. Jennifer and her team, I trust them with my life. They're the best in town. They're going to guide you through the entire process. They've got the contacts. They've got the knowledge. They've got the experience. They know how to get you top dollar for your home. They have helped a lot of dreams come true since they started doing this. To get involved, email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Now you got to let go and let Live Love do it for you. That was my thing. I thought I had too many problems to even call up Live Love. Thought I'd be wasting their time trying to get my home taken care of, spend the money I needed to spend to get it ready to sell. So I was hesitant. Fool I was. I called Jennifer Carstensen at 410-8818. Again, 410-8818. And she told me, you've been doing this wrong. Here's what you got to fix. Stop making assumptions. You know what they say when you assume. That's what I'd been doing. And then she got me my home sold for the price that she said she would, then helped us find our dream home. There couldn't have been a better experience. That's why my wife's so happy to this day. It's why we're happy, and to John's point, would trust Live Love with anything, as well as they took care of us. Call them up, 410-8818. Again, 410-8818 is Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. They are at livelovememphis.com.
Taco Meat has weighed in. Remember Taco Meat, our man?
Yeah, he moved to like Albuquerque.
A spot called Slim Chicken. Slim I don't Chicken. Know if y'all ever heard of him.
Yeah. There he is, the great.
I think he's
taco
still down meat. There. If
I think so,
but doing well. Last I checked, he
says his location is Kauf. So I'm not sure, well, you know, where that is, what part of the world that's in.
Is Kauf?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like when you're Twitter, you have like your location. His it says Kauf. You know, so who knows with Taco? But he has weighed in from wherever he is, Planet Kauf, and says keep the Liberty Bowl. He has started it now.
That's like keep the Coliseum. Okay, I see what you're doing.
Now, do you
Come on.
Do you think people will be as attached to the Liberty Bowl if Memphis gets a new stadium as they are with the Mid-South Coliseum? There's no way, right?
It's actually a decent argument to have for getting rid of both.
Oh, I think if you get one, get rid of one. You got to get rid of the other.
My thing, that you can put $40 to $50 million in the Liberty Bowl. Underneath that thing, the bowels of it's still going to be raggedy.
Right.
Alex, like you came.
It kind of reminds me, my mom and dad built a new house, and there was a historic house in the town I grew up in, and people were bitching. They're like, why did Lenny tear down the historic house? Because it cost four times as much to build an old house and redo it than it does to tear it down and build a new one. And I think the same premise holds true with the Liberty Bowl. You stick $50 million in, you stick $25 million in, you stick three in the locker room. It's like, go ahead and pull it and do double the size of what Arkansas State did.
I guess my argument would be, what the hell happens to Liberty Park? You know, this big venture. But, like, isn't the Liberty Bowl, like, the heart of it?
No, it's not the centerpiece of that.
Not as much. No.
No, that is not the centerpiece of
that. No, they're doing, like, a basketball facility where they can have events, all that stuff. And no, it's completely separate.
Right, the mixed-use development, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you change the name, though? Like, the Liberty Bowl, if it just goes away. No, I guess it won't go away.
We'll remember old Liberty Land around there.
But what the hell are you going to do? You know, use it for?
You ain't got to have the bowl for there to be some Liberty over there.
Call
it whatever you want to call it.
Right. But my point is, like, if you only use the Liberty Bowl twice a year rather than, I don't know, I guess 7 to 8, 9 times a year. I don't know exactly what it breaks down to. Six home games. You could host a AAC championship game. That's 7. And then you have so you 9 times max. You go from 9 to 2. I guess not that big a difference. Still under 10 times a year that thing is actually being used for a football game.
Well, the city want to keep you in there. That's your point. City don't want to go down to 2. Otherwise, what's it good for you? You're gonna wait on the Southern Heritage Classic once a year and the Liberty Bowl once a year. I mean, you don't have a viable, you know, building.
Well, high school. You could put high school. You could put like the high school game of the week.
Bro, that ain't gonna get it. That ain't gonna pay the rent of that thing. Which I think is, you know, that
we still paying right on that thing.
You have to like an event fee and all that. I think for a night, it's, you know what I'm saying. Like you paid, that's part of the deal. I think again, so city gonna be down to 2, you know, tenants. Southern Harris Class of Liberty Bowl. That's not a viable building at that point. You know, see what I'm saying? It's not.
So you just tear
it costs
down,
more
then?
To run it and have it and pay the so damn light bill.
So you got to tear it down.
That's what you know. And to your point about trying to, you know, have some leverage with them. That's all Memphis has got, saying, well, you wouldn't have anything else in there.
Right.
But again, they're going to be like, well, go build it on some of your own, you know, it better be on university-owned property than any idea of an on-campus stadium. Don't ask us to help you. Yeah, right. You better go around, let's go to the state. Anyway,
How
do you feel about it, John? You reported on it, but what do you feel?
I feel like this is the right decision. I feel like this is what they have to do. I certainly do not sit up here and weep for the Liberty Bowl, all right? Like, I do not.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nobody's sitting around here other than Taco Meat saying, keep, you know, we said that earlier.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not, it, you know, you got to change.
And this is the best option for Memphis.
Too, Jason.
If you can get it.
I don't think anybody besides Steve Earhart and the city of Memphis would not be on.
It's the city, right, that would make the case.
Yeah. No.
Right. But in terms of if Memphis can get it on campus, hell yeah, that's what you want.
Because, look.
You want new anytime you can get new.
Right.
Which is what this is. What are we talking about, 65 when the Liberty Bowl was built?
Yes.
I mean, the thing is, it's
1965, man. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like 1965.
And at some point, it's good money after bet. You know, if you're going to have to keep dumping
into it.
You're
throwing you're throwing good money at bad.
That's all we're talking about here.
Yeah. 100%.
And that will continue because you have an old facility, guys.
Right.
And so it's always better, in the grand scheme of things, if you can, to have the new. And especially the new that you could control as a university.
Yeah.
That's always the more ideal outfit. Now, where you put it. All that, how you get through the hoops. You're fighting against a state that's never wanted to give you a dime. They want, you know, instead of giving you a dime, they want to give you a penny. You know, and it seems like you're going to have to go that route and ask again, as Rudd's point with John, because city doesn't want to help here. Mm-hmm. And so getting it done becomes, okay, is it an undertaking that's not worth, you know, going through? Because, again, remember, what was it, 2005? There's a study conducted, and Shirley Rain shut it down. We didn't get very far. I think there were 3 sites. You know, they're talking about off Patterson, over by the Ned McWhirter Library. You know, I suppose there, how much of the U of M property, you know, knowing where all that stretches out to, because I think at that point, Patterson, some of that stuff was still city-owned, stuff they would have to buy up. And again, you know, that's what we're asking now. You're right, Rudd's got to start the conversation, but we have to get to a point about where you would do it, and I think that's a serious question, because do they have any more room on South Campus? Yeah, they've been throwing everything over there, and
I don't think so.
Yeah, we talked about it with Laird Veach, the new vision over there, and the whole you know, student athlete facility they've got over there with the. I don't know that you've got enough room there. So is it still McWhirter, that area behind Ned McWhirter Library? Is it still Patterson? You know, those are the things that, you know, once you take a couple of steps here, you have to find out.
I'm not an architect, and I'm not, you know, this is not an area where I'm good at, like telling you where Memphis should put it. Like I don't have that vision. I don't have any idea.
Here's a question I had, because what is it, a $50 million student access facility, or the training facility they want to build where the campus athletes stay on campus in the South
Oh, the
campus.
Olympic Village.
Yeah.
Did they put a price on that, though? I thought that was the thing, is that there wasn't
okay.
a, right?
I think it was just, it's at $20 to $50 million. It's somewhere in there, right? There was a lot of money.
Yeah, I think 50 plus is kind of where I'm at.
So why would you not, with that space and facility, do a combo facility where you have athletes living, it's in an athlete complex there, and you have a stadium? You
know, I don't know if that's doable with everything you've built with football now. I don't know if you've got enough room to your point. If you could do it,
I mean, if you're working
make the
around,
stadium a part of it,
maybe
sure.
Maybe you move the baseball park, you do this, you do that. You know, I mean, there's like Gary said this morning, where there's a will, there's a way. I'm not an architect either.
Yeah. I just, with all their plans and everything that's been accounted for already, I don't know if the space is there for that, but I would be down for that.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of these combo facilities are what even the SEC schools are doing this, where there's like, you know, a workout facility, and then there's a dorm, and it's all part of this massive thing, you know. I always thought about that, but again, I'm not an architect.
But again, the thing that comes with that then is you still got, besides just the student athletes and all, you still got, then you got parking to deal with in addition to what you got. You know, you're gonna draw people to your university.
Mm-hmm.
You bet, you know, and are you gonna be on any city property? Well, better not be, because they're not gonna be down
that.
So
yeah,
again, just a ton of questions to get answered.
You're right.
Going down this path,
but I think
that we all agree is worth. Is worth
no
going down.
About it, though.
I'll be honest. I think that, you know,
it's the future.
This is the future.
It does not feel. That's what I'm saying.
Forget
it's
the adage.
Take you a while.
No, we're not close.
But you shoot first, ask questions later when it comes to this. Uh-huh. You know, you put the thing out there, right? You speak it into the universe.
It's just true.
And you say, this is what we're trying to do, and then you figure out the rest later.
Well, they've sort of done that already twice in the last month, right? Even before this conference announcement, you had the Liberty Bowl, we want $50 million announcement.
Yep.
You had the Student Village athlete announcement.
Now, they know where that's going. I mean, they know exactly where the athletic village is going.
But if I'm them, I would figure that out in conjunction with what Rudd is talking about.
It's a massive undertaking. It is the quite literally the biggest undertaking that a university can ever have, because it's expensive, and it's complicated, and it's political, and it's just everything about it. But I do think, you know, Taco Meat would be I think the Liberty Bowl rally to save the Liberty Bowl would be about as big as Lionel Hollins.
The one down at Lee Park.
I mean, I just don't think that. And look, it's not. I don't have to balance a budget here, okay? I don't have to. You know, I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Oh, there'll be. It won't just be Taco Meat out. There'll be a couple of Bear Bryant coached his last game there. Don't tear it down.
Oh, you know.
So they'll come out.
There should be a Wrestling Hall of Fame in that arena.
They'll be out there.
But you know, like the Liberty Bowl is a 60,000 seat stadium. We don't get any. We don't get any. You know, big acts to play there. You know, it's not. I mean, it's.
They used to. At one point, the Rolling Stones play there, but that ain't today.
Yeah, that was just
40
like,
years ago.
I just don't have this great connection to it. And I think it would just be better for the university as a whole if you could just. You know, you've been handcuffed to this damn thing. And it's not. I don't mean this as any disrespect intended, but like, my God. The thing has been around since 1965.
But the other cool things that happen are the downsizing thing, right? You go from this 60,000 oversized to right-sizing it 35 to 40, right?
100%. It's too big. We have this argument all the time, but it's like, you know, we need to retrofit, you know, the stadium for what the reality of Memphis is. I think it's like, it's supply and demand. If you know, like, There's a set quantity of seats, 40,000. It drives up interest in the game because there's only 40,000 people that can fit into this thing. With the Liberty Bowl, you know, it doesn't matter what the hell you do. You ain't getting 60,000 people in that thing consistently. So you don't have to worry about buying tickets. You just show up. You damn near sneak into that thing. You know? I mean, so it's just it all feeds into each other, you know?
3.7 million and 65.
Come on, man!
And then all they've done is dumped, you know, 38 million for the Tiger Lane 2013 improvements there, 19.5 million back in 87. You know, there's
everything has a lifespan, okay? Everything has an expiration date, and like the Liberty Bowl has met it. You know what I mean? Like It's made it. You can embalm it, you know, you can dress it up, but it is still going to be the Liberty Bowl. So, you know
where the Tigers played before before the Liberty Bowl became their home?
I'm assuming it was like Crump or something.
29 seasons. You just nailed it. That's where they played at, was Crump Stadium.
I bet that was fun.
29 seasons.
I bet that was awesome.
How many did Crump sit?
10?
That thing had SEC games in it at one point. I don't have the total. You can look. I'm sure you look it up easy and find when that thing was at its.
I bet it was
at its peak. How many in there?
7,500.
Yep.
In 1939, it was enlarged to hold 25,000. So 25. It was built to hold 7,500. Then they expanded it and it did hold 25.
Man, so much stuff went on underneath them Crump bleachers when Central High, when it was just, it was old and decrepit.
Is it still?
Kids go back there.
It's been demolished.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like a whole new, complex now. It's a new, with the regular stuff you'd expect to see at a high school football stadium, not the expansive former stone, seats that it used to be. And I'm telling you now, underneath them bleachers, some babies were made down there.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, and of course, prematurely, obviously. Young kids don't need to be babies having babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, it went down at Crump, huh?
Well, a lot of kissing, but I'm telling you, a couple babies came
out
of there, too.
Was there, like, marijuana, like you talked about at some of these high school games?
No, Crump was, middle of Midtown.
I appreciate the the marijuana.
I'm sure marijuana has been smoked at Crump Stadium, but you didn't get
Well, where was it? Melrose we were talking about? The Pot Fest?
It was the aroma.
Beg your pardon. Aroma.
Bro, I was at the fair the other day. And it's hit me in the parking lot.
You caught a contact?
Yes.
I'm smelling it more, it's too.
To the point that even Chris, here's the thing, because now you got so much medical out here, I think.
You don't know.
Like that high grade,
it's got a lot of
it's loud.
It's pungent.
And so if you're in a wide open space.
No, you were smelling that Andy Dalton.
Somebody
pack.
Clearly was smoking in their car before they went out into the fair. It had the whole parking lot lit to that point.
Yeah.
Like it ain't Melrose, just football games, old days where folks this stuff is out here. What are we talking about?
I was
folks
down at Beale Street this weekend.
With
I smelled it. Yeah.
Well, it's been decriminalized, as you know.
Yeah,
no question about it.
I mean, it is growing from the earth.
It's not Denver yet, where you're just literally walking around and you can smell it everywhere you are.
Well, can't you walk into a dispensary in Denver?
I'm assuming that's what I'm saying. Is that it's everywhere in Denver?
Edibles
now.
And all that.
So literally every step you take, you can smell it on a street corner. Yeah. We're not there yet.
Yeah,
because it hadn't been decriminalized all the way.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Folks, folks free with that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was out. Chris is like, what's that?
Yeah.
I said somebody burned some incense, Chris. Don't worry about it. That's all you say right now.
That's it. Later
on, we'll have to have the talk.
Yeah. Exactly. Not today, though. Anyway, Memphis trying to have that talk about a new stadium, and we will see where it leads. We'll come back. Darren Bates is going to join us from the
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Raw Room. Obviously, longtime NFL linebacker. We'll get his thoughts on week one, Lamar Jackson, how the Raiders won the game, all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
His name is Darren Bates, NFL veteran, national champion at Auburn back in 2011, standout at OB, Olive Branch High, host of The Raw Room, which you can watch on YouTube or get anywhere you get your podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at DB. underscore 5 Trey. He joins us now with a new Raw Room set to drop tomorrow morning. School me, DB. How in the world did Baltimore give Derek Carr so many damn chances last night? What was happening?
They beat themselves, man. That's all it was. They beat themselves, coaching. You know what I'm saying? Probably got, it looked like they got out-coached, you know, in my opinion. Especially at the end of the game on the third down.
Do you think John, like, you know, John Gruden kind of is a joke, right? Like people kind of make jokes about him. He's got the, like, impersonation and all that. Do you think John Gruden, just like as somebody who is, you know, playing the NFL and knows a good coach from a bad one, do you think John Gruden is a good coach and that he deserves a little bit more respect than maybe sometimes he gets?
Man, I'm not sure. I think it all boils down to, you know, playing for that coach, other than, you know, just being, you know, from TV or seeing it from the other sideline. Because, you know, I've heard both sides. You know, I know guys that play for him and, you know, recently and care about it, care about him, you know, think he's a good coach, and there's some, you know, think the other way around. So, either way, I mean, there's some truth to it. So, you guys just let it be, let them play the games, and if they turn out, you know, be that same, you know, 2016 Raiders and they go 12-4, then you got to give them his props.
Is that a Baltimore team that's going to be able to work through these injuries, you think, Darren, and get back and be one of the upper elite, you know, one of the elite teams in the AFC? Or did you see red flags? Did you see signs of trouble and maybe a step down for them?
I mean, injury, yeah, they're going to have to replace some guys, but they're not far off. I mean, like I said, I think it's just all, you know, mostly coaching, just bad, putting guys in bad positions. Like I said, that third down. And it wasn't just that one third down. It was multiple third downs where they were in zero when it didn't make sense to really be in cover zero. You know, especially on the short yard, it's not something you want to do. And with the game on the line, the whole formation giveaway, it wasn't smart. So, I mean, they figured that out. And you know, they was up in the game. It looked like they were going to win for most of the game, mm-hmm. You know, the fumbles didn't help Lamar, but it didn't help the team at all. But, I mean, they still had a chance to win the game. So, they're not far off. They figure out, you know, like you said, the injury thing, and they figure out just, you know, putting players in the right position and, you know, trusting players and coach.
When you mentioned sort of the look, like, I mean, obviously the game winner was, you know, I guess the Ravens were in zero. They sent everybody. Did they just not think? Every NFL quarterback's got to be able to make that play against zero, right? I mean, what were they doing?
I saw, you know, Marlon Humphrey, he was pressed down. They was on the levels which you should be. Any man-to-man, you got trips or any bunch receiver set close together, you want to be different levels, which means, you know, there should be one corner or DB at 2 to 3 yards, another at 4 to 5, and another at 6 to 7, playing off, but everybody playing man. At the time, they were all level, but at the snap of the ball, you have the point man running across the whole formation. So now you're going to have somebody else coming back across, which they had, and they bumped off. I mean, it's just, that's why you can't be in zero. I mean, one would be the second worst thing to be in, but at least you would have a safety over the top that would be able to take Jason Hall as he ran that 30-yard, you know, route over the top, wide open.
It reminds me a little bit of last year when it happened against the Jets. Henry Ruggs went over the top.
Greg Williams.
Yeah, Greg Williams. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what it felt like.
But most players that have played for Greg, you know why Greg did what he did. There's a reason why he did what he did. And we, like, if you play for Greg, you know, it's like, all right, well, I'm pretty sure Greg probably ran that 17 times. You know, it's just him. He get in one of those moments, he just let him go. I don't understand, you know, Baltimore's reason behind it. At least, you know, we knew what Greg was doing.
Henry Ruggs, fastest receiver, maybe he was the fastest player at the combine, I can't remember, but, you know, obviously came into the NFL with a lot of potential, especially because of that speed, hoping he would beat Tyreek Hill, but he's really failed to make much of an impact. What do you think of Henry Ruggs and, like, why that hasn't clicked for him yet? Like, he got outplayed last night by Bryan Edwards, who was drafted 2 rounds later than he was.
I mean, you know, you just come a time where you just got to click for a player, where it's just turn on and you got to figure it out or you don't. So, I mean, he's coming at that crossroads. It's not like he's deep into his career,
right,
his early career, so he has time to figure it out. It would be better to get I mean, he has some veteran, you know, veteran receiver in the room, but he probably get some more around him just to, you know, to lift him up, to show him how it's done or give him tips. I'm sure somebody is, but it's just one of them things where you got to give him time to groom, and hopefully in the next year, which they probably don't give him more like a year or so left to figure it out before they have to go find a real, number one that they like to bring in and figure it out with him down the road with the two or three.
As a defender, you're looking at it through different eyes, through experienced eyes. How, in terms of the strides that Lamar has or has not made as a passer, you know, last night, as good a game as Derek Carr had, Lamar ended up with a better, you know, better passer rating than even Derek Carr on that one. And I didn't think that the passing game was necessarily the issue for them. Have you seen, you know, develop when it comes to reading defenses, that thing? Can you see it through those eyes of yours? Have you seen him make great strides? Is it just okay in terms of him as a passer, Lamar Jackson?
In my opinion, I think it's been okay. It's the, but he has the crutch of the offense, too, because that's, the offense isn't made for, you know, deep balls and all the time. You know, they're not the Aaron Rodgers type of offense. And you know, Green Bay, you know, they're more, you know, tricking Dick, you dump it down, you know, crossing your face and get your eyes out of place and, you know, get to him on the edge. You know, that's not his game. But I did think he had some pocket awareness yesterday, especially on that one touchdown. We stayed in the pocket.
Yep.
Didn't take off running. He just dropped in there and dropped the touchdown. And I thought that was great. I feel like that's a plus from the years before. But consistently being able to be a pocket quarterback, I mean, that's just not really him. So I feel like he just had to figure out a way to be that quarterback on the run that can throw those dimes, that, you know, that Michael Vick type of on the run, just stop and sling it 60 yards type thing. But right now, I feel like it's just a minor, you know, upgrade since last year.
I wonder this, Darren. I'm starting to think that it might even be tougher now preparing for Kyler Murray. You know, you watch him and the way he tore up that Titans defense, they couldn't tackle him. He's stopping on a dime. He's got the elusiveness, right, that you think of with Lamar, but he's also that guy who's capable, can drop back three-step and, you know, get it out of there if he needs to. When it comes to preparing for him, how dangerous is Kyler Murray right now?
He's like Russell Wilson early in his career. That's what I kind of look at him as. He you know, he's faster, quicker, but he can throw the ball. He can throw it on the run. He has some weapons around him, you know. So he got a ceiling. You know, he only have a ceiling. Like, the sky's the limit for him right now. And this season, this team, Arizona came out looking like the squad for real. You know, Chandler was like a defensive player of the year.
Oh, yes.
J.J. Watt was playing like he, you know, 2017, whatever the year he wasn't hurt. That year that was. So I mean, they got a squad, so it's gonna help him out having a defense back there. And Simmons was playing like a good linebacker, way better than he did last year. You know, if he got Buddha back there, so like, it's gonna be nice to see them in the next couple of weeks and see Kyler improve every week.
So they did look good.
Speaking of which, the Titans are coming into this year and entered this year with major expectations, probably the biggest expectations that they have had as a franchise in a long, long time. And they just, I mean, they fell flat. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. Defensively, they couldn't get Kyler off the field. Offensively, they looked just completely out of sync. Is that something that you think, Darren, gets better as the season goes on? How concerned are you about the Titans after week one?
Man, it's just week one. I mean, even though it's a win, you want to win, but everybody's gonna take an L in the NFL. So you just rather, I guess, you get that thing over early. But this is what I'm thinking. Brady was saying, you know, that will come from him just figuring it out fast. You know, we're in the first quarter of the NFL season, so you know it's time to, you have a 3 to 4 games to figure it out. Maybe, you know, what I'm saying, especially if you don't end up on the wrong side of those 3 to 4 games. So it has to be a turnaround moment, and it has to be in this first quarter of the season. That way you can, to the second and third, you're not, you know, trying to play catch up with all the other teams in your division.
Was there an outcome, Darren, or an individual performance that surprised you the most from week one?
I wouldn't say I was surprised by this. I was more excited. Jameis throwing five TDs. Man, I was happy for him. I was a little more excited when they tried to put in Taysom Hill and goal line, and they didn't score, and then they had to put in Jameis, and he scored. I was just happy to see him ball. I mean, I was happy to see football back, period, especially with the fans in the stadium too.
Did that other side of that, they took care of the Packers and almost had Aaron Rodgers looking like, man, do you care at this point? Now, I'm not going to overreact to that because as a Bears fan, I know, you know, when Aaron Rodgers says relax, you probably better listen. He can turn it back on. But should the Packers be concerned? Is that a deal, too, where they'll be able to shake that off? You see them as contenders in the NFC.
They're not concerned. There's some chatter probably upstairs about it. You know, hey, what Rodgers got going on, but I'm pretty sure in the locker room and, you know, equipment staff, training everybody, hey, we got 12. We good.
What you got coming up on the Raw Room tomorrow, Darren?
Man, the Raw Room, we switched up the format. Man, we actually have a format now. It's not just going in there just talking, man. We talking football, NFL, college, breaking down a couple special teams plays that I see doing, you know, during the week from college to NFL. Should we get into it's all about more football and just seeing who we can call up, hit up players. You know, got to call up Daquan since Auburn played him at Penn State this weekend. You know, got to talk to him about, you know, being in on his new squad in Carolina. You know, hit up Chris Long. Just hit up a couple guys. You know, just get the people just something different to hear, you know, from a different perspective. Yep. You know, guys in the league, man. And then, you know, also for me to, you know, show my fellows, you know, I know all these guys, all these people I can hit up, you know, and get them on the show, you know, talk to them.
That's what makes you unique, brother. What do you think of Auburn's start so far?
I mean, it's been all right. I mean, you know, come on, man. Who would play Akron and Alabama State? Come on, man. IMG could be both of them. So, hey, it's cool. It looked good on paper.
We're going to find out this week, right?
We will find out. It's a away game. It's, you know, big school, big team, you know, so it's going to be a good one. They've got their little all-white thing going on.
Dig that. Hey, Darren, man, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you,
Darren.
Thank you for having me, man.
Pleasure, brother.
Yeah, he is Darren Bates. Catch him on the Raw Room. Longtime Tennessee Titan, Ram, Oakland Raider. Certainly appreciate his time. Check out the Raw Room podcast. Definitely entertaining stuff. We will come back, wrap it up here on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
I set up the play. I'm going to make a move. It's going to be a blitz if I run it to you.
Go. When the plug kick off the bomb, run it back. Home. Hail Mary, pray the feds don't intercept the pack. Whoa. Familiar with the struggle. Look, I'm coming up from scratch. Nothing. Huddle with my pain, then I turned it to some rats. Celebrate. Nothing motivate me more than when I hear the crowd roar. Chant my name in the stands. I got drums, I got bands. Same ones that was hating, buying tickets, now they fans.
The big event coming up this weekend. It is like a championship event over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's the Buy More, Save More event. You can save up to 50% off during the event. Thursday through Saturday only. It happens once a year. The more you buy, the more you save, and that includes everything. Engagement rings, diamond anniversary bands, Daphne diamonds, diamond tennis bracelets, rock and diamond pendants, diamond necklaces. The biggest sale of the year. Get over, see our man Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Buy the engagement ring and add the matching bands, and you can save up to 50% off your entire purchase. You're not going to find a better deal because Howie's the king of deals. Best deals in town, best customer service as well. It's a three-day only event. Sale starts Thursday, ends Saturday. Do not miss it. You better hurry in to get the best selection. Buy more, save more, sparkle more. You only do that at Robert Irwin Jewelers, where they got free financing, take up to 60 months to pay, or get up to 12 months, 0% interest. How we gonna make you feel like a star? And you're gonna come out of there smiling because you got a great deal. 5 Robert Irwin Jewelers locations. See a store for complete details.
Sad news in the world of entertainment. Norm MacDonald has passed at 61. Obviously, a lot of people, and most people probably know him from Saturday Night Live. He has passed after a private 9-year battle with cancer. So sort of similar to Chadwick Boseman in that sense. Chadwick Boseman never talked about his diagnosis. And so, of course, we found out what happened. But Norm was 61 years old. It's funny, like it's just generation to generation kind of a thing. I don't necessarily know Norm from Saturday Night Live. I know him more from Poker After Dark / High Stakes Poker. He would actually do some commentary you know, in those, you know, during the poker boom, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a, you know, Norm he liked to get after it. He liked to get after it. Like a lot of, if you go look at his tweets, most of them are about gambling on sports, you know? So he was a big, he really enjoyed, you know, that piece of it. So I remember, you know, just his commentary from there. And, you know, obviously Norm was a legend. He was scheduled to be in the New York Comedy Festival in November.
I don't think I realized he was Canadian.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Norm McDonald has passed away at the age of 61. Didn't want to pass that along because, you know, I know a lot of people probably remember him from the Weekend Update there on Saturday Night Live for so many years. Last night, of course, we had a, in my opinion, a major win, did the Las Vegas Raiders. It was the first game, of course, for fans in Allegiant, which, by the way, I mean, everybody was vaccinated.
Our man Jason Fitzy was out there having a ball.
Oh, yep. They had a mandate, huh?
Yeah, you can't go to the game. You can't even provide a negative COVID test.
Love that.
Which will be interesting to see. Like, you know, I think as a conscience, Americans have in a lot of ways moved on from COVID, and a big part of that is because the vaccine is now available, and it is your choice whether to get it or not. But you know, a lot of people are sort of moving on. Bridgestone, which is where Memphis basketball is going to play a game against Tennessee.
Correct.
They are mandating, I believe, vaccinations or a negative COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
So, if,
and I'm going to tell you this right now. I mean, we can tiptoe around this. You want FedEx Forum should do the same thing.
Do you think they will, though?
No. We don't think so. That's the point.
But if Nashville will do it for hockey.
That's my hope. You've opened the door now. Like, you're not going to be the first. So you don't have to worry about the blowback from that. Like, do it. I know I've got a whole other side, and they're friends that are telling me it's these mandates, and no, I don't want to be a part of anything. I argue with them sometimes. You know, we try to end it amicably, but it's the best thing for us all right now. And look, you had some protesters outside of Allegiant mad about these mandates too, that they can't go watch their Raiders without being vaccinated. Sorry, it's the cost of progress. We're trying to put this thing behind us. Just where I'm at. We can have a philosophical, you know, discussion on stuff if you want to. I'm just talking about progress and getting this thing behind us. It's, to me, it's doing those things. In other places where they're putting this behind, that's what they've done. So I'm all for it, man. FedEx Forum should do it.
Well, I don't know if, you know, obviously.
Can they? Not will they? Yeah.
Well, of course they can.
You can. It's like we asked Laird. Laird's like, I don't know, you know.
I mean, well, in New Orleans, you can't even go to a bar without.
I'm going
to
tell you.
That's true.
It's not being the first. Right? It's being the first that you're worried about and all that. Well, Bridgestone's taking that out of the equation now for you. You know, they've in terms of Tennessee here, it's 200 miles away. Oh, they're so much different that they can, you can't. No, you can. Mm-hmm. You can. And again, I wouldn't know what it means for their season ticket holders and all that they've sold already. Those ones that choose not to be. How many of those, what's that look like, that number of folks that are mad? Frankly, I think you got to do it at this point. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, well, it'll be an interesting, I guess, next few weeks in terms of the decision on that.
Cause all eyes on them.
I'm sure there will be pressure. Yeah, there will be pressure to do something. I don't know what it'll be, but we shall see. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Darren Bates for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us as well. Gina, I know Jeff, you're up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.